The Prez, written by David Spiteri and read by Dino Manica. Shoveling shit is no way to spend a Saturday morning, but that's what Peter Winifred and his mate Brian Corrigan did when they were 12. They mucked out the stalls at Fairfield Trotting Track, collecting and shoveling horse shit into sugar bags and selling it to punters. They took turns pulling and pushing the billy cart. Hard work when the shit was wet, but at 6 shillings a bag, it wouldn't take long before they each had enough to buy a 125cc BSA Bantam motorcycle and race up on Snow's Mountain with the other kids. Their customers wanted to get a healthy garden going in their backyards and prized the cheap fertiliser delivered to their door. The boys got to know them all and formed an opinion on everyone's character. Old Joe, the Ukrainian loner, they reckoned was a Second World War concentration camp guard hiding in Sydney's west. He just grunted when he got his two bags and counted out their 12 bob. Mrs. Tweedy and her husband always offered them a glass of lemonade. Hauling shit was hard work, and the lemonade was a hit. The other customers were mainly new Australians, immigrants from the Mediterranean, trying to grow fruit and veggies in their tiny, identical backyards. After a couple of months, Winnie and Brian had enough cash to know they wouldn't have to do it forever. That knowledge kept them going. The person they credited for the turning point in their lives was Mrs. Wright, who lived on Chapel Hill in a neat bungalow with nice roses. She'd owed the boys 30 bob for 5 bags for 2 weeks. She refused to answer the door. But whenever they went to collect and heard music playing inside, they knew she was home